But and I hadn't even thought about leaving ATO. But I did think about it because Ada was graduating and Peter Zach was already in Atlanta in state office. And so I thought about it. Sounded real interesting. And I called up and I said, no. Then I didn't do anything about the letter. I was just thinking about it. And then Mac McLean called me up and wanted to know, you know, had I made any decision. I said, no. I never have even seen the house, my quarters, or anything. If I think about it, I'd like to come up that. He said, well, that's not necessary. He said, the house mother's still in residence. They called her Diamond Leo. She was an old maid and had no automobile and must have been, you know, like in her 70s or somewhere. Then I thought that was quite old. Now I don't see it's not too old, you know. It's kind of young. But then I thought, well, and so they had, they couldn't get rid of her any other way. They were throwing cherry bombs down by a window after she went to sleep, pouring muddy water under a door, and trying to scare her till she'd resign, but she wouldn't resign. So finally, the treasurer, boys do not know how to get rid of a house mother except to aggravate them to death. You know, that's the only way they know how to do. But it didn't work with Diamond Lil. And she'd do things like they were having a party and having their juke organ, you know, out there plugged in. And at 10 o'clock, that was her bedtime, so she'd go out there and just unplug it. And all of them out there dancing, and she'd just unplug it and embarrass them to death. Anyway, they wanted to get rid of Diamond Lil, so it ended up that I did go up there and wrote. I sold my car. And I said, well, I'll buy one, excuse me, when I get to Atlanta. And I went up there with Rosemary. She was teaching with the DeKalb County. So we went over to see the house. I don't remember what day. It seemed like it was on Sunday. Well, we walked in that house. It looked like Hitler had just gone through with his troops.
It really did.
And a bunch of boys were sitting out there and playing poker in front of the house. I said, Jesus wept. What have I gotten into? So George Hart jumped up and he was just the perfect gentleman, you know. Oh, yes. He was a house manager. I mean, he was sitting out playing poker when he should have been cleaning up the house. And so he took Rosemary and me around on a tour of the house.
Guided tour.
Yeah, guided tour. So when we got down to stairs to the blue room, that was our play area, here was a composite. And he said that his aunt, what was that woman's name? The house mother they'd had before Diamond Lil that they were very fond of. The reason they were fond of her, she never reprimanded them. She was at one time, she had retired from being Dean of Men. I said Dean of Men. At Statesboro. And she, of course, thoroughly understood boys, but they claimed that she'd walk over the bodies and go into church, you know, on Sunday morning. All of them laid out drunk.
Laid out drunk.
And she just walked right over and pretended she didn't see them. So she was deaf and hardly ever ate in the dining room with them and would sit in the kitchen and cry with the cooks about how the boys were misbehaving. And they didn't know it, you know, but she was so sweet. Well, ain't something they called her. Good gosh, I don't know how in the world I forgot that name. And I looked at that little sweet-faced old lady, you know, Rosie, I was sitting there, standing up there looking at her. I didn't say anything. Rosie didn't say anything. I said, Rosie, I'm in the wrong pew if they expect me to be that kind of house mother. I am not fitted for this job. She said, now, Miss Juanita, you just wait. No, she didn't want me to get dissatisfied before I got settled down. She was telling, it's going to get better. I said, well, it just sure can't get any worse. So we went back and showed me my quarters. It looked like a cell in a prison. It had linoleum on the floor. Yeah. I mean, it was as bad.
Was.
The other woman had had her own furniture. Mm-hmm. I wasn't about to bring my furniture up there. Well, that was on Sunday. Well, I went over there and spent the night with you already.
Sunday afternoon, yeah, you did.
I stayed over there with you a day or two until they could But when I finally went back over there and we had the first meal in the SAE house, Rosie was with me. She ate with me. And I was quite flattered at this. Because when I left the ATOs, I asked the president, I told him that I was leaving and I have to get another house, Mother. And I said, he says, well, Mother, yeah, I wish you would, you know, we'd just keep this quiet for a while, because Chapter was in bad shape financially. And said, they'll all think you're leaving because of that. I said, well, I'm not. That's not it at all. And I said, I'll tell you what you do. You just don't say anything about it. And when the time comes, I'll tell them. So when the time came, he called a Chapter meeting down in the living room, and I went in there and told him, made my little speech and told him that this fact that the Chapter wasn't getting along too well financially had nothing to do, that I had been paid regular, that had nothing to do, the boys had been lovely to me, which they had, but that my son and my daughter would be in Atlanta, and that I was going with another Chapter. Silence. One little fellow spoke up and said, Mother Gee, would you mind telling us what Chapter it is? I said, yes, S.A.E. S.A.E.? Good. They just had a flittering fit. I said, you hush. You let that be the last time you say anything about S.A.E. in my presence. My own son's an S.A.E., and I'm proud to be the houseman. Oh, well, we're sorry. We didn't mean anything. Well, anyway, I left in good standing as far as I know, but that Rosie was there, and these three or four boys came walking in while we were eating. Must have been lunch or an early dinner, heck, I don't remember. And said they'd like to speak to the house mother. So they came on round to where I was, and they said, this boy said, we've had a message from the Chapter at FSU that you would be up here, and we came to welcome you to campus and to offer our services. You remember that? I was flabbergasted that they would do such a thing after I had walked out and left them, but I was quite flattered. I really was. It was very touching. And, of course, my boys were impressed out of their mind, you know, the SAEs, that I left in such good standing. They were sending word up there to that Chapter to see if they could offer me any assistance.
You mean the ATO?
The ATO.
I mean, that's never happened. Ever.
That's right. That's one of the nicest things ever happened to me.